Hi folks, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus, welcoming you to another edition of our Friday Drivecast. And as you may know by now, it's a little special Friday Drivecast. We're going to be praying the Psalms together. We last week started with Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd psalm, as we practice praying the word back to God. And this is a part of our Jesus Makes Us New series. And you know, like I said last week, before I begin praying the scriptures or using the scriptures as my personal prayer book, I usually go to a quiet place with my favorite Bible, and I highly recommend that you do the same and begin the process by just asking and inviting the Holy Spirit to help you pray God's word back to Him. And I always pray the scriptures out loud. I want to hear. My brain actually needs to hear God's word so that I can really get it in me. And this helps me eliminate distractions. And it also helps me be able to recall what I prayed audibly to the Lord throughout the day, as I certainly need that recall. And so enough with the preliminaries. Let's do one together. Today we're going to pray Psalm 51, and I highly recommend Psalm 51, especially if you have sin in your life and need to confess. You know, the word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, then God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there's times that maybe we don't feel like that we have the adequate words to be able to do that. So Psalm chapter 51 is an excellent psalm to use as, again, the opportunity to confess sin back to the Lord. So let's do this one together. Verse 1 in Psalm 51 says, be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my sin, Lord. Today, Friday, July the 3rd. Lord, I'm throwing myself upon your steadfast loyalty to me. I'm throwing myself upon your mercy and your compassion to blot out, Lord, my specific sin. Wash me thoroughly from my sin today, Lord, and cleanse me from that sin. For Lord, I know my transgressions and my sins are ever before you, Lord. And Lord, it is against thee, the Bible says, against thee only have I sinned and have done what is evil in your sight, Lord. So Lord, you are justified when you speak, and you are justified and you are blameless when you judge my sin. And yet, Lord, today, Friday, July 3rd, I run into your arms, Lord, unashamed, because again, I'm throwing myself, Lord, at your mercy. Lord, verse 5 says, behold, I was brought forth in sin, and in sin my mother conceived me. And Lord, it was natural for me to sin. Lord, I was born with it. I didn't have to learn it. Lord, that capacity to sin was in me at birth. And yet I know that you desire, Lord, truth in my inmost being. And in my hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. So I'm praying today, Lord, that I hear from you through your Spirit, through your word. Lord, through the words of others, may I be attuned, Lord, to where, Lord, I can receive that truth from you and wisdom from you. Verse 7 says, purify me, Lord, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, I want that for my life today. Make me to hear joy and gladness, Lord. Let me not feel shame, Lord. Although I'm sad that I've sinned against you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would hide your face from my sins and blot them out today, the third day of July. Lord, verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. and renew a steadfast spirit within me, and do not cast me away from your presence. Lord, I know that you won't do that, Lord, even though I feel like there's days that I deserve it. And Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me, Lord, for I need the Spirit to work through me so that I can exhibit its fruit, Lord. Lord, verse 12 says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Not restore unto me my salvation, because Lord, I know that I am, as a true believer, that I am secure in you. But Lord, I've lost my joy because of this sin. And Lord, I want the joy of thy salvation back. So I'm praying for that joy, Lord, after this confession. And Lord, sustain me with a guiding spirit. And finally, verse 13 says, then, Lord, I will teach transgressors thy ways. Lord, I will share my story of forgiveness and pardon with others, Lord, so that they, Lord, can be converted unto thee. And so, folks, there you have it. We'll stop at verse 13. We're about two-thirds of the way through Psalm 51, but you get the gist of it. And Psalm 32 is another great psalm that you can read out loud and pray to God for if you have sin in your life and you want to confess it. Like I said last week, you can never go wrong with an open Bible, because with that open Bible to the Hebrew prayer book, the book of Psalms, and along with a combination of your own voice and your own life experiences, these Psalms just, you know, come together, and it makes praying feel like less of a to-do and more of a relationship with you and the Lord. So I hope this example has been helpful, and if you get a chance, tune in again with us next Friday, and we'll be praying through another psalm and share some techniques that really will help you develop your own method of praying the scripture back to God. So this is Pastor Jeff saying so long.